the thing about the smart meters is that they pose a threat to privacy. Personally, I'm not electrosensitive. The reason I got into this battle is the privacy issue. Excuse me, can we have some quiet over there, please? Next slide. Okay, why is privacy important? Well, because the freedom to lead our lives depends on our being able to establish areas that are not monitored and controlled by others. Founding fathers understood this. This is why they passed the Fourth Amendment. If our employer can pry into all our daily living habits and may turn out that we have to conform to an employer's dictates in order to hold our jobs. If an insurance company can pry into our daily living habits, it may turn out we are denied insurance unless we live according to its dictates. And, of course, the government. The founding fathers were thinking mainly of the government when they passed the Fourth Amendment. But, again, the utilities are doing all this at the government's urging, and all the data gathered will be available to the government. If they can pry into all our daily living habits, it may turn out that every aspect of our personal lives will wind up being regulated and controlled. May not happen this year, may not happen in 5 years, but looking down the road, this is the direction we're heading. Next. Privacy assault. Well, it's two-phase thing. The first phase is where they put the meter on your house. It could be an electric smart meter, a gas smart meter, or a water smart meter. All three types will reveal information about your personal lifestyle and living habits. The electric one is the worst. It is kind of a gateway drug, is how I think of it, because it leads to all these other abuses down the line. It leads to still further intrusion when you're forced to buy smart appliances. And you will have smart appliances because the government is pushing appliance manufacturers to do this. They all want to get with the program. Whirlpool announced a year or more ago that starting in 2014, they will make no appliance, none of the appliances they make, washing machines, dryers, refrigerators, they will sell only ones that have smart chips on them. That can communicate with your smart meter. Next. Oh, wait. You're not done with that one. You got to have any backup. Oh, that's okay. Okay, this is the one we need. I call this phase one because once the meter is on your house, even though you have no smart appliances yet, when that meter is on your house, a lot of information about your daily activities will be revealed to anyone who can buy or hack into the data the meter generates. And we have no protection by state or federal law at the present time. There's no federal law says they can't sell the data. There's no state law in Michigan says they can't sell the data. Okay, next. The way in which the meter reveals so much information is because every appliance has certain unique characteristics. We call it a signature. If it's a motor, it has a large inrush current when you first start it up. If it's a light bulb, there's a different pattern. If the meter senses another load coming online, and it knows the amount of current it's drawing, and the duration of the current draw, how much inrush current there is, and whether the current is in step with the applied voltage or lags behind it, it's called the power factor, and whether there's a regular pattern of on or off cycles, the meter will pick up all this stuff, okay? And from that information, you can tell that it was a refrigerator that started up, a hair dryer, a television set, a computer, a washing machine. They all have unique patterns. Next. I'm not going to go too much on this, but this is the raw data that would come out from a smart meter without the labels. We added the labels, refrigerator, toaster, kettle, and so on. Take the labels out, that's exactly what the data looks like as it comes raw off the meters. Now, you might say only a geeky person could figure anything out from that. That's probably true. Next. But the fact of the matter is there are companies developing software that will take that geeky data and format it in a way that anybody can understand. It'll tell, what time your family gets up in the morning and when they go to work, and when they make their meals, and when they're not home, and when only the babysitter is there, and things like that. It's all represented in user-friendly terms by software that massages that raw data. They can record the data in as much minute detail as they choose. It could be once an hour, it could be once every minute. The readings are stored in the meter's memory, and they can be transmitted a lot less often than hourly. Some of the utilities are saying we're going to transmit 6 times a day, 3 times a day. It doesn't matter because they're going to get all the detail minute by minute. These meters are remotely programmable, and that means that whatever they say the software is capable of doing today or not capable, it doesn't matter because next year you can download new software into the meter that will do other things that you don't even know what they're doing. They can change the recording intervals remotely without notice to you. Next. I think I already mentioned this. In California, there's companies that have permission to sell the smart meter data to third-party marketing companies. And there's software on the market that will transform the raw data. Battle's already in progress about who controls all this data. I'm just going to skip this one. You can see when people go to sleep, if they're getting enough hours of sleep, if there's more than one refrigerator in the house. Next. If there's more than one stove, more than one washing machine, or if there's more than one family living in the house, it's all there. Next. Well, who would want this? Insurance companies, employers, marketing companies, and the police. They're all potentially interested in this stuff. So that was phase one. Phase two is where you get all the smart appliances, and you're not going to be able to avoid it. Your old appliances are going to wear out, and you're not going to be able to buy new appliances that don't have smart chips in. The utilities are saying, oh, the smart chips will give the utility the power to turn particular appliances off in order to reduce energy consumption at certain hours of the day. Now, the utilities are saying that these programs will be voluntary. That's for now. Soon, you won't be able to buy any appliance that's not smart. And soon, we think the programs will not be so voluntary after all. Next. Okay, there is an organization, it's part of the federal government, it's called NIST, National Institute for Standards and Technology. They formed a working group to study and recommend appropriate standards for protecting people's privacy within a smart grid system. This was called the Smart Grid Interoperability Task Force, and they issued a report in August of 2010. The key recommendations in their report were surrounded the ideas of choice and consent. An organization should clearly, fully, and accurately describe the choices available to individuals and, to the extent practicable, obtain explicit approval for the collection and use of their personal information. Well, guess what? This is not being done. Of all the utility companies in the United States, we don't know one that is getting the informed consent of their customer before putting one of these meters on their house. Next. So what can we do? Well, on an individual basis, in terms of protecting your own home, you should inform the utility by certified letter that you do not consent to the installation of a smart meter on your home. If you do nothing, they will say that it's implied consent, but because you didn't object, you therefore consented. So it's important you do this. If you don't want that meter, you should put a sign next to the meter that says that you do not consent to an installation of a smart meter. And we also suggest you lock the meter housing if possible. Most meter housings have a little loop where you could put a padlock through it. So what we're saying is if you still got your analog meter, defend it. Defend it at all costs. Because it's a lot harder to get the smart meter off once they got it put on your house. Believe me, it's much easier to defend your old meter. If the meter's already installed, you demand its removal and consider self-help if your demand for removal is not met. We are working with 3 families now that have taken that route. They have themselves replaced their meters, and I think you're going to hear briefly from one of them later in the meeting. Next. Whoops, back up. Did I get that last one? Yeah, we covered it. Good. All right. Diana, there is another. Okay. I want to make you all aware that we are very fortunate in one sense that we have a state legislator. This is Representative McMillan. He's a member of the State House of Representatives. He is from the Rochester area. He is very much in tune with what we're doing, our opposition to the smart meters. He has introduced a bill. We generally refer to it as the McMillan bill, although he's introduced many other bills too. But this one is House Bill 4315. And we think it's important for all of us, once we understand the issues, to get behind this. We have petitions at both the back table and the front table for people that would like to sign the petition. The petition says, is to your state legislatures, encouraging them to enact something like the McMillan bill. It's a law to defend the rights of utility customers not to be forced to accept a harmful meter or to pay a fee to avoid getting one, which we think is a shakedown. Next. This is the bill. It's not that long. There's just five planks to it. I'll just go through them very quickly. This is the actual language of the proposed law. A utility shall not do any of the following. A, make utility service to a residential customer contingent on the installation of an advanced meter or use of advanced meter function. That means they can't make you take a smart meter and threaten to turn off your power if you won't take it. B, offer or provide a rate discount, meter price discount, rebate bonus, or other incentive to residential customer for requesting or accepting the installation of an advanced meter. That means they shouldn't be bribing people to take the meters. The meters should be sold on their own merits. Next. A utility shall not impose any disincentive on a residential customer for not requesting or accepting the installation of an advanced meter. And D, if there is a community installation program, they shall not conduct installations if the community has ordered a community-wide moratorium. And finally, E, they shall not install an advanced meter at a residence unless the residential customer has expressly requested an advanced meter, or at least 30 days before the installation, the utility notified the customer of the utility's intention, and the customer has not opted out. Next. I think that was it.
Is advanced meter the same as smart meter?
Yes, advanced meter means smart meter. Advanced meter, or AMI meter, which stands for advanced metering interface, those three things mean the same thing. AMI, advanced, or smart meter. This is Michigan Representative Tom McMillan. He's introduced this bill with seven Republican co-sponsors in January. The bill has been assigned to the House Energy and Technology Committee, chaired by Representative Nesbitt. We are hopeful that Mr. Nesbitt will agree to take up this bill, which means we'd have hearings, and we could bring in witnesses and offer evidence in support of this bill. And we're hoping that will happen. Altogether naive in this respect, because we've had the experience last year. McMillan introduced a similar bill in April of 2012, and it sat in the House Energy Committee the whole year without being taken up. And we've reason to believe that the utilities have friends on those committees. This is why it's difficult to get stuff done. Next, I think that was it. No? Okay, that's what I just said. That's the end of that. Okay, we are at that point. I see Linda is in the room. We have, fortunately, with us today, Linda Kirsch. And Linda...
K-U-R-T-Z.
What?
I am not a strawberry.
Oh, okay. Did I say you were? K-U-R-T-Z. Okay. Linda is one of the nine interveners in the recent hearings before the Michigan Public Service Commission. From October through March of this year, there was a process going on before an administrative judge, and nine of us who are smart meter protesters were up there arguing, trying to get evidence on the record against the meters. We got shot down at every turn. The administrative judge would not allow any evidence to be introduced. And in the end, he wound up rubber stamping the proposal of the utility industry, and the commission in turn has adopted that. So we're at a point where our salvation will come either from getting that McMillan bill through or from launching a successful appeal to the Michigan Court of Appeals. One of those two things.